the percentage that actually came out to vote, and it was passed by probably just a quarter of the voting population. And I did think at that time, and I still think, that when there's a constitutional change in the country, that there should be maybe over 50% of the actual voters who are eligible to vote, all right, should actually vote for a change when it's constitutional. All right, when you think that 75% didn't put their cross, either through absence or choice, all right, 75% didn't vote for a Welsh Assembly, and it went in on a quarter. I can remember that particular night because my wife and myself, my wife died 8 years ago, and I can always remember, I went to bed when the television, all the results were coming through, and we passed on the stairs at about 2:30, I think, and she said, because we didn't want a Welsh, we didn't want a Welsh Assembly, all right, because I don't like this idea of prescriptions free in Wales, and you've got to pay in, I say Reading, because my son was living there, all right, because I'm a unionist, basically, because I think you're much better as a United Kingdom than, you know, and you've got children up in Cheshire, they get £600 a year more in school funding than they do in Wrexham. Now, I just can't understand that, right? I can't understand why there are free bus passes somewhere and not other places, because, you know. I never wanted a Welsh Assembly. And I don't find many people now who will admit that they actually voted for it. Because everyone said, no, I didn't vote for it. I didn't like it, you know. But they must have, some of them must have, you know. But we passed on the stairs about 2:30, 3:00, you know. And as you're probably aware, all right, and my wife said, I think it's going our way. It looks as though it's going to be a no. And I came down, she went to bed, she went to sleep, and then I was wide awake at this time, made myself a cup of tea, had a couple of biscuits, and I thought, oh, we've got it, you know. And then it came down to Carmarthen. And I thought, along the way, I thought, I don't like the way that this is going, all right, because I didn't want it, all right. And of course, when the Carmarthen vote came in, the yes vote went through by a slither. Now, I don't think that on something like 49, 50% of the population, you should change the constitution of a country. I really, really don't. And lots of things have happened that the public haven't had a say in. All right. And when it's something major like joining the European or the common market at that time, I think there should be, that's changing things. It's like when the currency changed from imperial to decimal. They didn't ask the people, all right? And I was quite fond of the 2 and 6 pence, because I was getting 6 pence more than the 20p, which turned into the 10p, all right? So that's what I can remember, that I felt that the Welsh people had been cheated. The ones who wanted it had everything that they wanted. And I can remember the following morning with the television interviews, and I can remember feeling sick that morning. I thought, it's wrong.